WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Stoicway, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes. I'm your girl, Madison Lane. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by emotions lately, trust me, you're not alone. Life can be a roller coaster, right? But the thing is, suppressing those feelings doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to ignore a screaming toddler. Eventually, they and your inner world are going to blow. So today, we're diving deep into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression. Think about it. How often do we feel judged or pressured to bottle up our feelings? It's like society expects us to be these stoic superheroes, all calm and collected no matter what. But guess what? That's not realistic. We're human beings, designed to feel a whole spectrum of emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear, the works. And embracing those feels is actually key to living a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, let's break down 5 golden nuggets that will help you create that safe haven for your emotional self. 1. Honesty hour. Start by being brutally honest with yourself. Acknowledge what you're feeling, don't sugarcoat it or pretend it doesn't exist. Write it down, talk it out loud, scream into a pillow, I won't judge. 2. Non-judgment zone. This is where things get really juicy. Create a space where your emotions are accepted without judgment. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a dear friend going through something tough. Remember, there's no such thing as a wrong emotion, they all serve a purpose. 3. The power of words. Expressing yourself clearly is crucial. Find healthy outlets for those feelings, journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, even dancing it out. Putting your emotions into words can be incredibly liberating. 4. Active listening. When someone else shares their feelings with you, truly listen. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and give them your undivided attention. Validate their emotions by saying things like, "That sounds really tough," or "I can understand why you'd feel that way." Sometimes, just having someone acknowledge our feelings can be incredibly healing. 5. Setting boundaries. This one is vital for protecting your emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or make you feel uncomfortable. Surround yourself with people who support and uplift you, and don't be afraid to distance yourself from those who bring negativity into your life. Ever felt like a pressure cooker about to explode? You know that feeling when you're trying to keep everything bottled up inside, but it's just getting harder and harder to contain. I totally get it. That's why creating a safe space for emotional expression is so important. Imagine having a cozy little corner in your mind where you can let all those feelings flow freely without judgment or fear. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be a master of suppression, always putting on a brave face, even when she was feeling completely overwhelmed. But then something clicked. She started journaling her thoughts and feelings every day, and it was like a weight lifted off her shoulders. She realized that by acknowledging her emotions, instead of trying to ignore them, she could actually understand them better and manage them more effectively. Sarah's journey is a reminder that creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't about being weak or overly sensitive, it's about being authentically human. So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today. Start journaling, talk to someone you trust, or simply make a conscious effort to acknowledge your emotions without judgment. Remember, you deserve to feel safe and supported in your own space, both physically and emotionally. Keep it real, keep it honest, and most importantly, keep expressing yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might benefit from this message. And until next time, remember your emotions are valid, you're not alone, and the Stoic Way is always here to support you on your journey to inner peace and personal growth. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.